DJC.
JC and 0TR. Hi, Jerry. Can't stay long. Let me turn this radio down in the background. I'm up here getting ready to go to Lowe's from Staples. Well, no, actually, Harbor Freight. And it's only a couple of blocks down there, but I'm stopped at a stoplight. If it don't rain, the sky's no
out here right now. I was kind of hoping for some rain later on this afternoon, but I'm not sure if we're going to get any at all now. Sure didn't need it bad.
QSL, that's a fact. We need it badly. It's been sprinkling every now and then this morning. I guess it's the good Lord getting after me. Every time I go out to feed the chickens, it sprinkles. But we need it, so I'll accept it. And it's really starting to get hot. It's 86 degrees. Been pretty nice so far. I'm sitting across from Kohl's here at the stoplight by Wendy's on Wade Hampton here in Greer.
Kind of busy with other things. We had the spinkage over here most all of the day and evening, up until probably 8 o'clock or so last night. So hadn't really been on the radio any at all yesterday. And I kept listening for the field day results and that sort of thing. And yeah, I guess it was so hot that it wasn't as active as it should have been. But I can't remember that. I don't think they made, I mean, do you hear how many contacts they made?
I went downstairs for an hour. You know, I didn't turn mine in. I guess I should have. And I made five or six contacts is all. I just, not much of a contester, Jerry. But I did pick up one in Hawaii, a KH, on CW. And the band was absolutely saturated. I could have worked one after another on CW. But like you say, it was too hot out there for me.
Looks like I was talking to a guy up in somewhere. I can't remember what location, whether it was in New York State or where, but he was outside doing a single outfield day, and he was telling me, he said the FTE, he was just had a band open on 40 meters up there, and he said the band just got saturated in a hurry, but he was on FTE there, I think, time, and they were in contact booming in there, but I don't know if the conditions were that great here or not. I didn't really, like I said, I was busy with other things, didn't really pay attention to it. I talked to one of my friends up at York County Club up in Rock Hill. He said they had a real good field day. Of course, they got a big operation. They've had one for years up there. We used to have a power tower and the whole nine yards, and we put up a 50-foot tower and multi-radio, multi-band stuff, and we'd operate all through the night. We used to get between 6,000 and 7,000 contacts. We were used to be number one in the Roanoke division for several years in a row back in the early 80s.
Well, Chad asked me to come up. He said they had a lot of young operators up there and could use the help, but it was too stressful for me, so I just didn't. But CW, guy, CN4IQ, I can't tell you how many that guy makes whenever they have a contest in a matter of a day or so. It's in the thousands. I mean, just as fast as you can. Well, all I had to do was click on the pips on the band scope, and I could have just worked one after another after another after another. And I just picked out four or five that looked interesting. You know, I like North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, up in that area, and Minnesota, and just some of the ones you don't hear a great deal. I think I work one in Michigan, which you hear that all the time. But I don't understand why they couldn't have worked more on 40, because, gee, many, it was saturated with the contacts there. But at any rate, that's how you learn, is get out there and do it. And at least they participated, and at least they tried. So kudos to them. And Chad ran a good talk ship there. He had a real nice dissertation before it, and requesting people to come. There was a picture of a little boy operating there at one of the Greer locations. And it's always really exciting, especially for somebody that's new. I used to do them when I was up in Kansas. Jerry, I've arrived here at Lowe's, so I better let you go, buddy. And I'll catch you on the way home here. I only got 3 items to pick up. So good to hear you. Stay out of that heat. This is 0TR.
Take it easy. Be careful out of the heat. Sure enough. And talk to you a little bit later. This is 0TR in for DJ Sinclair.
She's at home canning raspberry jelly. Yum, yum. Yeah, so this is one of the rare times I'm by myself, but thanks, Jerry. See you later. In 4DGC and 0TR, 73. Clear. Sound like somebody's sitting on a microphone. You might check in 0TR.